Thousands of people came together for an interfaith vigil last night, 1 year after the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman and Katie Switalski were there at Pines Trail Park in Parkland. They bring us this story of how the community as a whole and one family are grieving through service and faith.
The vigil started with an emotional video montage showcasing 17 community service projects. The nonprofit Hands on Broward helped family and friends honor the victims over the last year. A painted basketball court for Joaquin Oliver, a mural in the band hallway at Westglades Middle for Alex Schachter, a dance studio for students with disabilities dedicated to Jamie Guttenberg.
I feel Jamie here right now.
Her dad, Fred Guttenberg, in the video.
This is about who we knew Jamie would be.
Then a line of religious leaders took the stage. Christian, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim. They shared similar messages about good overcoming evil and love conquering hate. Rabbi Brad Boxman of Congregation Kol Tikva led other Jewish leaders in a traditional Kaddish prayer in Aramaic.
It's a prayer that is strong enough to chain heaven to earth.
It's recited on the anniversary of a loved one's death.
There in the garden, like a snake in the grass. See you every morning, staring through the looking glass.
Faith leaders from the Coastal Community Church sang this song.
Echo through these halls, let me tell you, love.
Both a Catholic and a Muslim leader stressed that grief and tears show strength, not weakness. And a Christian pastor said he admired the strength of those who lost family members.
I've watched you not give up. You keep us going. And it's our honor to stand with you.
This is David Hughes, pastor of Church by the Glades. He says those 17 families are at the epicenter of the storm. I'm Jessica Bakeman.
And I'm Katie Switalski. The Hickson family is one of those at the epicenter. They said faith is helping them through. Chris Hickson, the athletic director and wrestling coach at Stoneman Douglas, is remembered by many for running into the building last year to try and protect students during the shooting.
How many kids did he save during that time? And can one of those kids make a difference in this world later on? The only person to answer that question is the man upstairs.
That's Chris's brother, Rick Hickson. One of Chris's sons, Corey, was inconsolable at the vigil. But there was a story that he really wanted people to know about his dad. He needed the help of a family friend, Kelly Thomas, to tell it.
When they went to D.C. for March of Our Lives, a student from Marjory Stoneman Douglas came up to Corey and said how much your dad meant to her.
The student who came up to Corey has the same heart condition that he does. Chris Hickson sat with her at school when she was waiting for her mom to give her medicine so she wouldn't have to be alone. The Hickson family spent the anniversary together, visiting Chris's grave, including his sister Natalie.
It's still overwhelming. I can't believe that it's honestly been a year. I've been approached by a few students this evening, and they always recognize his smile.
Progress is there, but it's not there enough.
Rick Hickson said this week isn't only about the family's grief that is still there, but belief that things will get better. The community service project to honor Chris takes place tomorrow in Hollywood, the inaugural Chris Hickson Memorial 5K. His brother will have a special place in the race.
I'll be riding the bike with a flag and pushing the runners to go.
I'm Katie Switalski in Parkland.
WLRN's engagement producer, Katie Lepre, contributed to this report. This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.